Hey folks, it is your favorite, most desired, looked forward to episode of the year. It is Mr. Oscars 2024, and I am one of your co-hosts, Chris.
And I'm their second co-host, Tud, coming to you live from the red carpet with the tired Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. They've now rolled out the long, long red carpet, and everybody's walked down it, so we're all ready to go. And I'm about ready to tell them to start getting ready to pack up this red carpet. So, boys, with that, start rolling up.
And I am your third presenter of the evening. We have the defensive line carrying these barely clothed Han Solos, frozen in carbonite, in ready to hand out to our winners of these amazing categories. I'm excited for the show we have for our listeners tonight.
Yeah, we have many categories. And, you know, there's
some of them are even good. We even have good categories.
Almost.
A few.
One of them, at least.
Yeah. Let's face it. Like, all the celebrities in attendance, like, we just have all the star power here, all the breweries at home waiting for the chance to win best beer and or best brewery, you know, best due to us brewery. So
that's right. That's right. At least some, yeah. I think a lot of places put this on their wall. You know, they hang the Han Solo up right next to the other gold medals that they get from beer fests. It's a prestigious award.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
You know, and unlike some recent people in the news, like Diddy, if you bring one of these Han Solos home, your house is not going to get raided.
That's right. It's too heavy. You need a defensive line just to get it in the front door. That's really the best theft deterrent you could imagine.
And I mean, really, it speaks volumes when you have the entire Super Bowl team willing to trade all of their Super Bowl rings for just one Han Solo frozen in carbonite. And I was like, no, no, no. You think you deserve this thing? I don't think so.
We don't have a category for best Super Bowl winning team.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. You keep on doing a good job with the red carpet. Who knows?
Keep on begging, though. That's how you wind up with, you know, with an achievement award.
Best red carpet rollers.
That's right. Well, we got a lot to get to.
We do.
So I think we should start with our beer reviews this week. We got a bit of a cold streak for some co-hosts here due to some off weeks,
some illnesses.
But who knows? This might be their night. They got the bow ties and the tuxedos, so it could happen.
I drink my best dressed up. We all know this.
It's when you get your best guessing powers.
Yes, that's right.
Who would like to go first this week?
I will go first, but I would like Chris to make the decision of what beer I'm going to drink. So, Chris, I would like you to choose A or B.
What are the nominees?
The nominees are A or B, because I don't want to ruin the surprise by you guessing without me telling you.
Do I get a category, or do I just get A or B?
Well, I'll say they're both are local breweries. Local-ish, I guess.
Okay.
There are two distinct styles. I cannot tell you the styles.
Oh man.
But they are, you know, they're different styles.
One's a bourbon barrel aged stout, the other one's a New England IPA.
I will say one has fruit in it and the other one does not.
All right, so
but I won't tell you which one has which.
Do I want the fruit or do I not want fruit? That's what it boils down to right now in my face. I'm going no fruit. Fruitless.
Is that A or B?
Whatever. Oh, shit.
He doesn't want to let you actually decide based on any information. He just wants you to pick
A. A for absentee fruit.
Okay. I'll be right back.
I should have made him like put in the chat whether A was fruit or no fruit, because for all we know, he had one that he was already going to pick this whole time. It just made us do this whole thing.
It's this whole rigmarole.
Yeah. It's like A is the beer that I want.
Also, why me?
B is the beer that I want.
Why is it just me that gets the vote?
He mentioned, he told me the candidates before. So.
Oh, okay.
He could have just told me, I don't know which one it's going to be, A or B.
Got you.
Any good celebrity sightings out on the red carpet on your way in?
Well, I saw J-Lo, because she always comes. I don't know. I don't even know if she gets an invite, honestly. I think she just kind of like comes.
When you're J-Lo, you just can just show up.
You just show up. Yeah. She's looking great this year. I don't know. We don't have best dress category right now, but maybe next year.
we can always hope. Yeah.
And then
our patrons wouldn't be able to vote, you know.
That's true. Is she still dating or married to Ben Affleck? Is that still a thing? Were they ever a thing? I don't know. Anyways, Ben Affleck's here too. So that could be awkward or make
sense.
We'll
have to see how close they sit to each other.
So throwback for the patrons and for all you listeners who are not patrons, if you want to know what I'm about to say and have context to it, go check out the new Patreon episode that just dropped. And patrons, go check out the new Patreon episode that just dropped the pregame.
Believe it or not.
Flying Embers.
Okay.
Why did he get so confused to get up and walk away?
I think he might have that in his fridge.
Oh my God!
I have this.
That's funny. Why didn't we do that? That should have been... Why didn't we do that this week?
I mean, there's still time.
No, mine's not cold.
Oh, there isn't? Oh, mine is. Is it the same flavor?
It is the same flavor.
I think the orange one of this is the one I had. It was great, by the
way. Okay. That's so funny. Honestly, I forgot. So he'll get into it. We talked about this on the Patreon episode. Dana bought me these, and I completely forgot until I saw the can. And I was like, I know that can. And I had it in my fridge the whole time. Continue.
Obert, if you would like to get one for one of the future episodes, Whole Foods has
a triple review. Yeah, you think we got a Whole Foods in Whitefish, Montana?
Well, Kalispell.
No, I don't think there's a Whole Foods within 100 miles of me, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, I'm sure other places have it. I don't know where Dana got it. But anyways, the beer that I'm choosing to drink this week is called Faded Farmer Pinot Noir.
That looks like grapes.
Well, you did say fruit.
I said absentee fruit.
Oh, well, we went with fruit. The other one had coconut in it.
Ew.
And I don't know what Obert's rule on if coconut is or is not a fruit. I don't even know if grapes is.
As long as you don't ask me if it's a berry. It's a berry. Coconut's a fruit.
I don't even know if grapes is or is not a fruit and or a berry. And at this point, I'm too afraid to ask. But this is Faded Farmer by Trillium, which is a Pinot Noir sour. Barrel-aged, it's barrel-fermented wild ale, 7.8% ABV, and 11.6 fluid ounces in a bottle. So it's a very tiny bottle. This baby was bottled on, does anybody want to take a guess?
2019.
You would be right.
Boom. Ooh. Nailed it.
April 11th, 2019.
Oh, look at that.
The day this podcast releases.
Look at that.
5 years ago to the day.
Happy birthday.
So this thing poured, pretty well for a sour. It is, you can see through it. I'm sure the T-Rex, T-Rex scale will show that this, it looks like the sun when the light is behind it. No discernible head really to speak of. It kind of clings to the side, very minimalist. On the nose, it smells like a wine. You can smell that Pinot Noir, and it does smell sour. So let's dive on in.
It's beer. 30, and I'm thirsty. I've been working like a dog all week long, so maybe something cold won't hurt me. Cause it's beer 30, and it's time to party.
Yeah, baby. That is sour apple on the sour scale. Second sour apple on the sour scale.
Yeah, I can see that pucker on your lips there.
Oof. That's got some intense sour to it. It's really good. The Pinot Noir definitely adds a nice bit of dryness to it, but also a nice bit of fruitiness to it that I don't generally get in Pinot Noir. To me, Pinot Noir is generally just a very dry, bland wine, but this is different. This has a little bit of pizzazz to it, and I think it's the sourness that adds that to it. It's not abundantly sweet, kind of like a Pinot Noir, but it's not extremely dry. That is a very, very, very good sour. Getting me excited for the springtime that's coming, because I still have a few more bottles of these. I found them and I stuck them all in my fridge. So I can't wait for it to be like 75 and sunny. Maybe on Monday, April 8th, when the eclipse happens, and if you're listening to this, you missed it. If you didn't notice it happened before. Hopefully it's warm that day and I can drink one of these outside while watching the eclipse. That would be a perfect thing to drink.
Hopefully it's warm and not cloudy.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
He said he hoped it wasn't. He was on your side.
It's true. Overall, though, great, great beer. Trillium, it's a brewery that I don't have on this podcast nearly enough. By the way, it's going to be 64 and sunny here. This is definitely, on Monday. This is a beer to drink during an eclipse on Monday. I have my eclipse glasses ready to go. Oh, I can't wait.
There you go. I'm just jealous because we don't get eclipse in Montana.
You won't even see a partial eclipse?
I think I saw like 20%, which is like, I mean, at that point, it's just cloudy, basically.
It's true. I think we get 80% here. I did try to beg my wife to go to Burlington because you get 100% eclipse in Burlington, Vermont. Ooh. And I could only imagine sitting outside of a brewery in Burlington, Vermont, drinking a beer as the eclipse happened. That seems like a perfect thing to do. Unfortunately, my dreams were shattered and my hope was smashed because my wife said no.
Some people got to work.
I said, maybe I'll just go by myself. And again, my dreams are smashed and my hope was shattered because she also told me no. So I will be sitting in my backyard with my beer. But that's what I'm going to do. So if you're listening, you know, by the time you hear this, it's already happened. But anyways, diving back over to this beer, fantastic beer. I like this a lot. This is good. I'm kind of reminded of how much I like sours when I drink this beer. Like, this reminds me of there's not fruited sour. There are good, like, normal sours out there in the world. And I don't think we get enough of those. I don't think any one of the three of us drinks enough of these regular sours on the podcast.
Because we don't live in Asheville.
It's true. Chris lives the closest and never goes.
Also true, yes.
I'm going to give
all these dang kids running around.
You could bring them.
No.
Put movies on the TV and on the car and drive. I'm going to give this a solid 4.5.
Okay.
I like it.
Now, I have to say, I was too busy looking up the nearest Whole Foods to remember to listen to when you told me the name of this beer. And it is a 5-hour and 22-minute drive to the Whole Foods.
That sounds doable.
So what is the name of the beer?
Faded, F-E-T-E-D.
Oh, okay. Not like faded, more like faded. Got it.
Farmer.
Uh-huh.
Pinot Noir from 2019. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of faded farmers on here.
How many Pinot Noirs?
One Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Last checked in by you June 23rd, 2019. We'll see if it holds up.
Uh-oh.
There are 1,420 check-ins on this beer.
It's not a lot of check-ins. I think I bought most of the stock. Given what my fridge is full of, I'm pretty sure I own... You know, bottles 4,000 or 1,406 through 60,000. I've checked it in before. Interesting. I don't know what I rated it then. I'm rating it a 4.5 now. I think this is going to be not everybody's cup of tea. It is a little sour, and I don't think some people like sours. However, it is Trillium, so you kind of have to take that into account. So I think that's going to push it around the 4.0 mark. So I'm going to say 4.04.
Ooh.
A little better. 4.15.
Okay.
0.11 off. You're the second person to check this beer in this year.
Was the first person me?
So, no, this year.
What did I rate it before?
You, back when it first came out, gave it a 4.0.
Ooh. It's gotten better with age. Just like me, baby.
Not me.
Yeah, it seems like they discontinued this one, or, you know, because it seems like everybody in the comments is saying it's a 2019 bottle. So
I will say, I just took a sip. It's a little chunky. I definitely got a little grape seed in my mouth when I just took that sip.
Chew it.
If I would have gotten that before I rated it, probably would have dropped that by 0.25. I don't want to chew my beer, but
would it have increased your guess by 0.11?
I think it would have. I think I would have gotten it right in the nose. No, that's good. I'm kind of upset I'm 0.11 off, but I took a little bit of a break from guessing on Untappd, so I'll take that.
Yeah, you got to ease your way back into it, you know?
Still a respectable score. I didn't lose a point, but now that I'm done, Ober, are you getting thirsty over there?
I am, and I'm taking a week off of the leaderboard here for you.
Oh, shit.
I just came back, and if you could tell from the tan, but I just came back from sunny Florida. I didn't see an eclipse, but... did go to the beach, did go to Disney. I saw some rocket launches, some SpaceX rockets went up. That was cool. But you can't bring rocket fuel on the show.
There's no rule against that.
It's true. You're not supposed to drink this stuff. I did have to go to a distillery while I was down there. And fortunately for me, they sold the little 100-milliliter bottles, which conveniently can go in your carry-on on an airplane.
Ooh.
So it was a really worked
out.
You could
bring those onto a, you could bring those in through security on a plane?
Yeah. You cannot open them in the air. That's against the rules. I don't think it's against the law. I think it's against the rules of the airlines.
Yeah, the rules, quote unquote. You can do whatever the fuck you want if nobody notices.
It's the sky, baby. There's no laws.
Just stick it in your back pocket, bring your drinking with you to the bathroom, and mix yourself a cocktail.
There you go. I mean, yeah, it's not like you can get great service from the flight attendants. I'm sure one of the many, many, many times there's no flight attendants near you on your plane, you could just do whatever. But so I have a few rums that I've been excited to bring. I mentioned it previously episodes. So I think maybe this will be the start of a little bit of a rum series, because the two I have tonight are from Oceanside Distillery out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. If you couldn't guess where I was seeing rocket launches. This place is established in 2018, and I got a tour from the owner of the distillery. It was supposed to be a 30-minute tour. He talked to us for an hour and a half. So I got all the ins and outs of their operation. Some really cool stuff. Some hopefully good information I will bring to you guys. So without further ado, let's crack open that liquor cabinet.
Would you say, Obert, that you're entering your rum springa?
Sure. There we go. I like it. Obert's rum springa on the podcast. There we go. Oiled up that liquor cabinet.
Yeah, geez.
So I have two rums here to bring. I have the Florida Gold, which is, you know, their barrel-aged gold rum, and then their toasted coconut flavored rum. I think I should start with the Florida Gold, because this seems like, you know, the more baseline place to start. So now I'm trying to remember all of the things I learned on my hour and a half tour about this rum. But the owner's name is Ron, if you're listening. Thanks for the great tour. He approaches his liquor making from a very scientific standpoint. So they take all of their products and send them off to a lab to be analyzed to pull out different flavors, and basically uses chemistry to determine how to blend all their rums or whiskeys, whatever, together, as opposed to like using a taste testing method, right? It's all very scientific, and they pull out these different chemicals that give you certain flavors. It's very cool process. But I believe that this is aged in lightly toasted French oak barrels. They have some really interesting barrels there that they've gotten from different distilleries around the world, as well as other virgin barrels. But cracking this open, it smells lovely. I'm not going to lie. I get definitely some of that toasty goodness, a little bit of caramel on the nose. Not very astringent. This is 86 proof, which I think is high for rum, but not like 100 proof. It's nothing crazy. I'm just going to be drinking this straight today, but smelling this, it would go.
Are you going to ice it, or are you going to just drink it warm?
I think I'm just going to have it warm, because I think I'll get the most flavor out of it that way. But I would use this anywhere you would use a gold rum, like a rum and coke or like a Mai Tai. I think this would be delicious in.
I mean, what, Chris, you know something about rum and cokes.
Cuba Libres.
I do. I like most of my rum drinks, but no, it's Santo Libres is the...
That's the Sprite one, right?
It's Sprite, yeah. Is that... I don't know. I only know Santo Libres. I don't know about whatever you were just saying.
The Cuba Libre is the rum and coke. Oh. Santo Libre is the rum and Sprite.
Yeah, Santo Libre is rum and Sprite. That's one of my jams. But also, I feel like rum and coke is like what'd you say? Cuba Libre is that's like their government name, and like, but they go by rum and cokes on the street. So
right.
Yeah.
Yes. It says Cuba Libre on their ID, but all their friends call them rum and coke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm their friends, so I don't know.
Well, the longer I had this open, the more of that oak aroma I'm really getting. I just can't wait to dive in. So without further ado, cheers.
Cheers. I belong to the dream.
Oh, I like the new drop. Todd. It's very good. Appropriate for the Mr. Oscar episode. I realized I'm looking at the time. I got to get moving on these reviews. We got awards to give out. So I'll wrap it up and say, tasted just what I thought it would, like on the aroma. A lot of oak, a little bit of honey. Very sweet. For 43% alcohol, not a lot of burn. This would be dangerous if you were drinking it straight. So I'm going to move on to the toasted coconut flavored rum. Basically, they use, you know, they have, I think it's, they buy, you know, straight up coconut, toast it themselves, use that to flavor all the rum, no artificial flavors. It does say Florida Fresh on the label. He was explaining that to me, that that's basically certified that all their ingredients are from Florida. They use cracked corn grown in Florida, like all non-GMO organic type stuff. He was very proud of the non-GMO aspect of what Florida Fresh means. So again, super proud of their ingredients, and that's how you make some good rum. I believe this was aged in what is the barrels that they were using? I think it was Chambord barrels, maybe, that they had. Cool stuff. Opening it up right away, Chris, you would hate the way this smells.
I can
already. Tons of toasted coconut.
Yeah, it just sounds awful. It
smells like, I think I've said this before in the podcast, walking into a Dunkin' Donuts in the year 1999, where all you can smell is the toasted coconut.
I think you and I had different really Dunkin' Donuts experiences in 1999.
There's the one in, like, the only one in Norwich that I would go to. No, across from Seafood Etc.
Oh.
This one, I think, again, you could use it in anywhere you're using a coconut rum. Fruity drinks, a zombie.
Garbage can.
This rum would find a good home. So without further ado, I'm going to dive in.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up.
Rest in peace to a legend.
After, that's what he sounds like after you drink too much rum.
Yeah. Really buttery flavor I get on this, which surprises me. You know, when you get like a really buttery Chardonnay, it's not really a flavor we get encounter that much in beers.
No.
But I think people describe this as kind of like a funkier rum, which I have some other, I have like a funky Jamaican Blackstrap rum that I'm going to be bringing later on. This has got a good amount of funk. Lower, it's got to be lower ABV. Oh yeah, no, 70 proof. So this is still not that low, not like a Malibu, which I think is a little bit lower. I would drink this over Malibu all day. I don't think they add corn syrup or sugar to this or anything. It's just whatever's fermented in there. Both 5 on the Obert liquor cabinet scale, Oceanside. If you're ever in Cape Canaveral, taking a cruise out of there, you're looking to kill a couple hours, go have some of their cocktails they had at the tasting room. Phenomenal. Really good stuff. Thanks to that amazing tour and some good rums. Like I said, both 5 on the Obert liquor scale. Both belong places in a well-stocked rum bar for sure. Yeah. So cheers with that. I'm going to hand it over to Chris to give us maybe back to a beer review. I don't know. What do you got?
I mean, it's impossible to tell, really. All right. So I have a new brewery for us tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. My mom came to visit over Easter weekend, and she was in Myrtle Beach. So she brought me some stuff from Crooked Hammock Brewery. Oh, my God. This is 8.2%. Oh, I was not expecting that. Okay. But it's been.
Is that a Myrtle Beach brewery?
Yes, yes, it is. Well,
oh, cool.
Let me see if there's an official. Yep, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So, but I was. She stopped and she said it was a really, really big and nice place. So maybe put it on the list for if I ever travel out that way. But I decided, you know, it's been 80 degrees outside last few days in North Carolina, and in true fashion, I actually went with a weather appropriate beer. This is called Staycation. It is a strawberry kiwi sour ale. So,
ooh,
I know. Nice. This one popped out to me when it happened. 8.2%, which is pretty heavy. So,
we definitely have a bit of a theme going on here. Like, as we go further into the podcast, we become more and more like a Jimmy Buffett podcast.
Yes, yes. Rest in peace to another legend.
Yeah.
And so let's so this does say it does contain lactose, so I'm very interested to see what this is going to be like. My first ever beer from Crooked Hammock Brewery, so I have a bunch of their stuff, so we may see them again on either a pregame or maybe another episode. But being Mr. Oscar, in the spirit of new beginnings.
Yeah, I like the direction we're taking this episode. You know, we got Trillium back. I got open the liquor cabinet again.
Yeah.
Chris got new breweries.
I know, we're doing
it.
Oh,
shit, we
got
it.
You know, we're pre-gaming.
We got to shut that liquor cabinet before all the liquor gets out.
Oh, yeah. The liquor mice get in.
So I'm pouring this thing, and let me just tell you, smells like a staycation. Strawberry, kiwi, sour. I definitely get some strawberry on the nose. All right. So this new glass, and actually this is proper glassware too. Look at this. We're like a real beer podcast again. Proper glassware, crooked hammock. Lighter than we normally drink, I would say. Let's see. I think maybe a T-Rex might get you. Just might get you. It's not all the way clear. You might have a chance. If you're fast, you might get away. As we all know, I'm not. So I'm a goner. So, but the head's hanging around. There's still a little bit more in the can because this glass is a little bit on the small side. So I'll be topping her off when we get to that point. But here we go. My first ever Crooked Hammock Brewery beer. Let's see how it is.
Chris, where did you say this brewery was out of?
Myrtle Beach.
I think there might be multiple locations for it.
Okay.
But I know this can in particular was North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Okay. It also says something about Delaware. So
That's where I'm seeing it as out of Louise, Delaware.
Yeah, so maybe it's like just a satellite of the brewery. I don't know.
Listen, if I owned a brewery, I'd want to open up a location in Myrtle Beach too.
I mean, and if you're gonna hang a crooked hammock, where are you hanging it?
Not in Louise, Delaware. I could tell you that.
Not in Delaware, right? Between two palm trees in Myrtle Beach. That sounds great. So this is a good start. Good start for crooked hammock. This is definitely got a lot of fruit flavors. You get hit very hard with the strawberry up front. And I was worried I wasn't going to get any kiwi, you know, because I feel like kiwi is like a flavor that kind of gets overpowered easily.
Yeah.
And definitely more strawberry on the front half, but it does end on the end. I do pick up some of that kiwi. It's got some bitterness, you know, obviously it's sour. So definitely some of that stuff. For having lactose, it's not as full body as I was expecting it to be. Like it's good, very good. But I was expecting it to be a little thicker, I guess. Just because it has lactose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually kind of like a, I don't know, kind of like a relief or a reprieve from like having those super thick sours all the time. I mean, it's solid. It's very solid. Really, really good. I could drink this on a 80 degree day or a 30 degree day. Wherever you're staycationing. Yeah.
It's a really wide good. Breadth of temperatures there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, normally this would be a winter beer for me, obviously. But yeah, definitely. I could see myself now. I don't know how many I would have. 8.2% ABV, one. But I would definitely put this into the rotation in the cooler. It's a hot day. You reach in. It's amongst the summer shandies. You know, the summer shandies are in there. This is in there as well. So
you're painting an amazing picture for me.
Well, you know, honestly, it's like. We have this big, beautiful deck, and we don't ever use it. So it's like sometimes you just put a couple beers out there. It's wonderful. Wonderful time. So
someday I got to come visit that deck,
mm-hmm.
set up a crooked hammock, just hang out.
It'd be great. It'd be great.
Frolic amongst the cats and dogs and children.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. So this is really good. I'm going to give it a 4.25. It's a solid, solid kettle sour. Big fan.
So, there are 270 check-ins.
Oh, I was expecting a lot more.
Especially with two
locations. Brewery that has two locations.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, when was this canned? Because I'm like curious if this is like canned. It's brand new. 3/5. Not even
April 18th.
not even a month old. Interesting. Okay. Well, this is like new territory because I don't know anything about any of these. I don't know anything about the brewery. I don't know how good it is in general.
If it makes you feel any better, the most recent check-in was from some guy named Gerard Peanut.
It does. It oddly does. It makes me feel... I'm amongst the peanuts. I'm part of the peanut gallery. Okay.
Obert missed that too. That's disappointing.
I can't imagine it would be bad. Like, I don't know. I think it's a 4.25. I don't know the hot pipe. I don't know what's involved. The fact that I've never really heard of these guys makes me feel like I'm gonna say 4.05.
I will tell you this, it's not the first time Gerard Peanut has checked this in either.
He's a legend.
He is a legend. You are closer than me, but still not on the money. 3.98.
You know, 3.98 did flash into my mind, but I'm like, no. But no, apparently. You see, this is why they left you, Delaware. You don't appreciate them. You don't appreciate them the way you're supposed
to. Gerard Peanut does, though.
What does Gerard Peanut give it? That's what really matters.
So Gerard Peanut gave it a 3.4.
Oh, never mind. Gerard Peanut's a moron.
But also, Gerard Peanut had it yesterday and also gave it a 3.4. I don't know what...
Consistency.
But why is he going...
consistent.
Oh, and he's one of those fancy Untappd users.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to see if Gerard Peanut has checked this in prior to that, too. But he does not appear to be on the first page.
He just...
Well, I guess I have to award the first recognition of the evening goes to Chris.
Yeah.
Tally mark on the board.
I'll take it. Listen, I'll take it. Even though it was a gimme,
37.
I'm finally, my tallies are finally older than
me. Given this is an award show, I don't know if we're allowed to actually award points to ourselves as the presenters.
Yeah, we can. This one is special.
I think that means that you can't get that point.
Unfortunately, I was awarding it to Chris, so this is the loophole we did there.
That's true.
There's only one loophole, Obert, and it's not you awarding points to Chris.
What is it?
The poop hole loophole.
So it's time.
It is time.
Drum roll, please. Roll out that red carpet. I mean, the red carpet's already been rolled out.
So loud.
I just want to know what these files are saved as. I know. Is it just like sound one, sound two, sound three?
I don't have a drum roll.
They're all drum roll. There's only one drum roll we all want to hear right now. Michael Scott in the Office. I mean,
it's not. Yeah, is it beer one? No, maybe beer two, beer three.
Oh, here we go.
Beer roll. Song four.
Drum roll.
Oh yeah, I forgot his drum roll.
Funky drum beat.
Right. Drop that funky drum beat. There it is.
Drum roll! This is...
moment we've all been waiting for, the drum roll. I love the sigh at the end. It's Mr. Oscar season. We polled our fans. We had some categories. We given out Frozen on Solos. You've heard it all 100 times at this point. Mm-hmm. So let's just get right to the awards. I like to start up top with our true tribute to the real Oscars, the worst Oscars, some might say. it wasn't us, but someone said it. Second best ceremony with the word Oscar in it. With the okayest movie category. This isn't a movie that would win an award at the Oscars. And if it did, they're doing something wrong. This is just a movie that's just okay. And every year, I'm not sure if the voters understand that this is supposed to be the okayest movie or their favorite movie. But the nominees were the Super Mario Brothers movie, Leo, and Avatar: Way of the Water. One of which was one of these movies we titled a podcast, Avatar: Meh of the Water. But what do I know? Because the winner this year was Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
Yeah, I think the listeners might not understand, including myself, might not understand that because I would say, I mean, I've never seen Leo, but Avatar is definitely more meh than Super Mario Brothers.
But,
I mean, I like
Mario, come on up, get your award, you and your brother Luigi.
Well, Jack Black
you
is
earned
here,
it.
Clearly.
It's me, Mario.
Here you go. Your Han Solo was, and
that's the old Mario now. Now it's just like, I'm Mario. Hello. What's going on? I do plumbing.
I'm a mediocre movie.
I'm okayest.
Yeah. Here's your mushroom. Get out of here, Mario.
No, I like it. It's a good movie. Good movie. I like it. I mean, okay movie. It's okay movie.
So the next category that we have is one that's near and dear to all three of our hearts. If there's one thing that three of us like to do is drink beer. If there's the other thing that three of us like to do, probably sleep. If there's another thing that the three of us like to do, it's definitely play video games.
Top three, baby.
And so we have some nominees for Game of the Year. And these are games that came out in 20... These, all three of these actually came out in 2024. But generally, this is a category of the best game that we've played in the past year. Which could be, if somebody, I guess, played the original Super Mario from 1988, that could be on here, but it's not, unfortunately, this year. So this year, the nominees are Baldur's Gate 3, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, or TOKTK, as people like to abbreviate it.
Yep, that's how everybody likes to say it.
Yeah. And Diablo 4. And the winner is, I'm seeing here, Zelda TOKTK.
Yep, just Tears like, of the Kingdom. I mean, Zelda cleaning up, obviously.
This one I think was our most unanimous.
It was voting. Yeah, it was up there. It was up there. I also want to just for everybody out at home, because I know you're gonna write in, get millions of letters a day. Diablo 4 was released in 2023. Just so we're
was
all,
it really?
Yes. Yeah.
When?
June.
Oh Jesus.
Wait, these were all 2023 games. You mean 2022?
Oh, I think he said 2024. And that's what.
Well,
threw
it
me
is
off.
Game of the Year for Mr. Oscar's 2024.
You said they were released in 2024, and then I forgot that 2023 was the one that we're talking about. Anyways.
Not in anymore.
Anyways, they were all released in 2023. For some reason, I thought Diablo 4 was older than that. Huh, interesting.
Nope. I think you're thinking about Diablo 2.
Maybe Diablo 3. Yes. Honestly, maybe Diablo 3. It's very possible. Didn't they re-release Diablo 2? Anyways.
They did in 2022.
Oh, maybe I am thinking of Diablo 2 then. Oh, man. Next
category. It's another game I need to go back and buy and beat is Diablo 2, the Resurrected.
2-2? Next category. I don't know how I am giving this one out because I never have bad handles. Definitely not my thing. But category number three for Mr. Oscars 2024 is Worst Handle, and the nominees are Just Stop. Is that supposed to be Just Stop or Just Top? No,
that's the brand name.
Just Top.
Just Top. Cleaning Goop, Car Tissues, and Mini Golf TikTok. And envelope, please. And the winner is Car Tissues. Accepting on behalf of Car Tissues is, of course, Obert.
Yes. I'm so honored to have won. I'm tearing up over here. Does anybody have a tissue, box of tissues I could borrow?
No, they're all in your car, apparently.
Oh no. Okay, here I got my car tissues. You're all nuts. This is a great handle, but
clearly not. It was voted on by the people. Worst handle.
People. That's true. That's true. Moving on is one of my favorite categories. Best episode title. Something I think long and hard about for 10 minutes every other Wednesday night around midnight. Here's three of our favorites from this year. We have 10 out of 5 on the Lava Lamp scale. Todd Strikes Back. and Describing Movies to Friends Alone. Well, we have three great names, and it seems like you all agree because this was a three-way tie.
Wow.
Yeah, some good ones.
It's unprecedented, really. Like, number one. Describing movies to friends alone gets me every time. But also...
They all get me every time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That one just, for some reason, that one gets me.
Yeah, same here.
But we also have to, being a three-way tie, who gets what part of Han Solo? I mean, like, how does this happen?
I call the butt.
Well, we use the lava lamp to cut the Han Solo part out. And I feel like Todd Strikes Back, being a direct Star Wars name, should at least get the outline that's left in the carbonite. And I guess Describe Movies to Friends Alone can get the Harrison Ford part.
They're describing the Star Wars plot.
Yeah.
The plot of Star Wars.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's a good one. Good one. And moving on to our best bit of the year. You know, you love them. We've been doing them over and over until they're old, and then we continue to do them. And that's where other people fall off, not us.
You have to commit to it.
We bury it, and then we keep burying it.
Hey, there was a long time where Obert hated the T-Rex scale, and now he's on board.
He's doing it every week.
He's been beaten into submission. But best bit of 2023 is... the nominees are. I forgot to do that. DAWFGPT, our chat GPT transcripts. Drunk Libs and burying it, old sports news.
It's the best one. It's original. It's from the first episode. We've made it all the way here.
It really is. Yeah. Here it is, 4 years later. Never has it been nominated for... Is it its year?
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
And the wedding is still postponed because the winner this year is Drunk Libs. So Drunk Libs, you guys like it when we do beer related Mad Libs. So thank you. Shout out to my ex boss for gifting me that that wonderful book. We'll have to bring it back soon. They're clamoring for it. It's a fun one.
So the next category is best episode of the year. So unlike the best episode title of the year, this is the best overall episode of the year. And the nominees this year are The Wet Hot Live Show, Drinking Alone with Tud, my personal favorite, where I was alone by myself because my coworkers, similar true to fashion, abandoned me for a whole episode. And Kiwi Hates Pennsylvania, back when our friend Kiwi was in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. And the winner is... The Wet Hot Live Show.
All right. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
We got to do that again.
Yeah, definitely have to do more live shows. I think that's always a lot
wetter
of fun.
And hotter.
Wetter, hotter.
Always wetter and hotter.
Liver.
It's got to be more live, too. I don't know how, but we'll figure it out.
Oh, we'll figure it out. And that brings us to one of the more coveted awards in the ceremony. One that I've won before, believe it or not. I believe I've won worst and best handle in the same year before. Just saying. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm just saying I'm good at handles. That's right.
And bad at handles.
And bad at handles at the same time.
All at once.
You have the whole spectrum covered. Yeah.
And this is our best handle of the year. You know, you love them. Love mine most of all. But the nominees this year for best handle are Goose, the band that Tud the band Tud goes out of his way to see every time they're anywhere near him.
I'm seeing them this week.
See? I told you. I wouldn't lie. Cocktailarium, Obert's cocktail tracking and rating app.
I used that last week.
See? There we go.
With that rum.
And the most magical album on earth, the Disney rock song covers that I use.
That you're listening to right now.
I'm listening to them right now. I believe I worked out to it this morning, honestly, like, or at least part of it.
Ooh.
So we stand by these. These are our bread and butter. And you know what? Here we go. The envelope's being handed to me right now. Wait, hold on.
Looks extra thick.
Another envelope's being handed to me. Oh, what? Oh my God. Another envelope? How do I open three envelopes at once? They all win. We have another three-way tie. I don't know how this happens. We're really good at naming episodes and picking out handles. Apparently, that's all we do. We just name
the real
episodes.
Winner just goes to show.
The real winner is Goose.
It just goes to show that people aren't sick of the handles. You know, he said more handles, keep them coming. We love Chris's so much every week.
I mean,
true.
Please.
Am I back-to-back winner of best handle now? Oh, no.
Please continue to bring us six-year-old movies and Pokemon-related stuff.
Yes, please. I want those very, very niche Pokemon things that I'm never going to use. That's what I want.
Okay, moving on. We have the best TV show. We figured if we're ripping off the Oscars, we might as well rip off the Golden Globes. The Emmys? I don't know the difference.
No one does, really.
I think it's the Emmys. I think.
The Grammys.
No, that one's music.
Oh, that one's music. I know that one.
I know that
I thought
one.
It was Best Grandparent.
Oh, yeah.
But only grandmas. Best grandma.
Yeah. That's why you see, like, you know, World's Best Dad mugs, but there's no World's Best Grandma mugs because she gets the Grammy. Best TV show, our nominees are One Piece, the live action version, The Last of Us, the also live action version, and Frasier 2, Electric Boogaloo, Frasier's back.
It'd be great if that was animated.
Than ever.
I mean, I wish it was animated.
Yeah, Frasier the animated series.
I was about to say that one's also live action, but it's better.
All right, let's see here. The winner. The Last of Us.
Wow.
Very it's a great good TV show.
People love them zombies.
Yes, they do.
They play such a small role in the TV show. That's what makes it even better.
You know, they're still making Walking Dead. That's ridiculous to me.
I have not watched, I think, after like the fourth season.
Not only are they still making, they're making like four of them now. Like, there's like, they're everywhere.
Like, what's going on?
So, the next category is our annual tradition to highlight something or someone who really is just the worst
stinky.
Of the...
Very stinky.
Yeah, the worst of the worst people in the world. I mean, just putrid, waste of life, garbage. You know, throw them away, burn them, get rid of them. Things that like...
Previous winners include the coronavirus.
Yes, just an ultimate just bleh category. And that is the Blevin Achievement Award. And you know, we really do take our sweet time to figure out who or what really just, you know, put a stick in our craw throughout the entire year. And, you know, this year we are glad. This is a category the three of us vote on. We don't allow anybody else to vote. This just comes from the three of us.
I mean, some say we vote on it. Other people say it's just divine intervention and they deserve it. You know,
like, we really
that's
know
really
who wins.
What it is. Yeah.
So the nominees for the Blevin Achievement Award this year are Blevin himself.
Mm-hmm.
My name, or my skin just crawls when I mention the name.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Flavortown Spiked Seltzers, brought to you by none other than Guy Fieri and Two Roads. And the Velvet Merkin, which unfortunately lasted
the
with
beer
our...
beer that just wouldn't stop coming.
Lasted with our podcast for a whole month and a half. It just kept on coming. And, you know, the winner is... Flavortown Spiked Seltzer, the combination between Guy Fieri and Two Roads. And you know what, Guy Fieri? This is honestly a long time coming. You probably, maybe we even rename the award the Guy Fieri Achievement Award. I mean,
no.
You just, I he's not quite as bad as Blevin.
That's what I'm saying.
His stupid spiky hair is pretty awful.
You don't want people to accidentally mistake it for being like a good thing, you know? Like...
It's true.
I hear they're coming out with new flavors.
Oh my god!
You gotta get on this. Oh my god!
No, I refuse. I
have
not.
Punch, I think.
I have not had one. I will never have one. I shall never have one.
You're the only one that can get them, though. You have to.
Unless somebody gives it to me for free.
Guy Fieri. No, Devin. No, not Devin. Blevin.
Devin is Blevin's cooler, older cousin. I went back to look, and the first Blevin Achievement winner was Stephen King. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Should we there should be a Devin Awesome Award. That's what we should do.
I wish we were Devin Award.
Devin the anti-Blevin.
This podcast is just for like four people. One of them's Blevin. Oh god. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, so anyways, Devin's great. Love Devin. I was looking back too. Will Smith also won that award once.
Yeah.
Oh, great stuff. Well, now we get into the real meat and potatoes. Like, these are the cream of the crop. Crop rises to the top, baby. I have the honor of awarding best beer. These are beers we've had on the podcast over the last year. And, you know, through being just sheerly great, get nominated for this category. So I'm very happy to and honored to give this one out. So here we go. Best beer for Mr. Oscars 2024. The nominees are Ripe from Great Notion. Not that, not like that. Relatively, you know, some of these are...
That's a new entry.
Newer entries, but you know what?
Great beer.
Great beer. You can't be mad about it. Double limoncello by Tired Hands. So, you know, you get that double. Get that double in there. And nominated again. I'll say again. Rusty Nail. This is the 2022 version, but the Rusty Nail from Fremont Brewing. So, previous winner of the category of the Rusty Nail. And the winner is...
coming back.
Winner is... envelopes in hand. For the first time ever, we have a two-time winner of Best Beer. It is... the Rusty Nail. Ooh. From Fremont Brewing. Give it up for them. They just brew gosh darn good beers. They just brew good beers. Can't be mad about it.
Yeah! Yeah!
The best cheer you could ever get.
I love the guy at the end who's so unenthusiastic. Gets me every time.
To me, it sounds like Chris. I don't know why.
You guys
always sounds like Chris.
We've had this conversation about 200 episodes ago.
Hey. Bits don't die.
Check the transcripts. Well, it's been fun here, as it is every year at the Mr. Oscars. And we have one last award to give away before we roll up that red carpet in its entirety and put it in that rented airplane hangar that we keep it in. That is the best new to us brewery of 2023. It's hard to find brand new breweries, so we just bring on stuff that's we've never had before, to make it interesting. So here's three breweries that one of us has not had before this last year. The first is Equilibrium, my entry, new to Montana. Tired Hands Brewing, this is, I believe, Tud's entry. And yep. Infinite Ale Works from Florida, which was Chris had for the first time this year. And the winner of this award of Best New to Us Brewery 2023 is... Equilibrium Brewing. Congratulations.
Well deserved.
I like all the math on your cans.
I have to say I am shocked by this one.
Yeah. I think people, the name recognition, you know?
Yeah.
People will know Equilibrium and they love Equilibrium.
But I believe even your review was that it was mediocre, which is interesting.
I found it to be very expensive for very classic New England IPA styles, which is not a bad thing if you're really craving a New England IPA. It will definitely scratch that itch for you.
It will definitely be a New England IPA.
Yeah. Yep. And they have some good ones. They have some okay ones. You gotta just pick out the right ones. But this is it. That's Mr. It. Oscar 2024?
Yeah.
2023?
2024.
I think we named this episode 2023. I don't know. But it's in the books.
It's in the books.
It's been another fun year with you guys. Fun year with your listeners. Thanks for participating in the polls. Yeah. You know, if you want... new bits, new breweries, whatever. Hit us up in that Discord. Email us. Send us. Our mail pile is dangerously non-existent.
Well, what is happening? Are you doing the outro? This is weird.
I can just go right into it.
No. The people, the old bits, the people expect this.
Okay. Yeah. And if you want someone else to do the outro,
hit us up in the Discord. We've seen you guys do this before, though. It does not work out too well.
I have to say one last time, Chris, honk, 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 honk.
That's right.
Back on that board, point number 37.
And I choose Congrats. No handles tonight.
No handles this week. We did a award show instead. So hope that's good enough for you, you picky listeners. All right, Todd, take it away.
So with that, we'd like to thank, first of all the listeners, generally, we give out an award for the best listener of the year, and that award this year goes to all you guys. So, cheers to you guys. You guys all get a Han Solo frozen in carbonite. Get ready for that to arrive at your house on your front step. Good luck moving it, but congratulations. Yeah,
no return address.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
Chiefs offensive line will drop it off, and they're walking away.
Yeah. What do you think the mail's going to do with that? Nice try.
Yeah, we'd like to thank the breweries that provided today's beers. I will thank Trillium for their Faded Farmer Pinot Noir.
I would like to thank Crooked Hammock Brewery for their Staycation.
And I would like to thank Oceanside Distillery for their amazing rums.
Please follow us everywhere, DAWF Podcast, on all social media platforms. And send us an email, dawfpodcast@gmail.com. As Obert said, we need more mail. send us more mail. We also, you can write to us at Stick Stickley, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108. You know, that comes to us now, so send that away.
We got it.
We got it.
You have no idea how much we had to pay for the Stick Stickley address.
We snapped Stick Stickley in half and took it like pirates. You know, also, head over to the Discord, as Obert said, join the live conversation over there. Just a heads up, you can vote for Mr. Oscar Awards on there. So if you didn't do that this year, be prepared for 2025. Mm-hmm. If you would like to vote and have your vote count equivalent to myself, Chris, and Obert, if you become a Patreon for as little as one penny a month, we allow it.
No, we don't. You can't do a penny a month.
Oh, shit. We allow it for whatever the minimum Patreon will allow. I think it's
a dollar a month.
Dollar a month. That's like 25 cents a week. If you go over there, you could vote with us. Hey, bits never die on this podcast. Just like this too. If you don't like that and you want to just tell people who like beer about us, you know, your grandma's pastor. That's a throwback to like episode 5. Go do that, because grandma's pastor always wants to hear about good beer. You can also go to every podcast app that you listen to us on. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. I saw one called Gurgle Butt the other day. It's a podcast app, so go rate us on that too. If you write us a nice review, you may get read on the podcast. And with that, my name's Todd.
My name's Chris.
And I'm Obert. And remember, if you're drinking alone, do it with friends. All right, we'll see if the Chiefs come back next year.
Yeah, I mean, they might throw the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's the only way they get invited, though. So, you know, it's really a double-edged sword right there. I also didn't realize this was our 5th one. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
The red carpet keeps getting longer and thicker and harder to roll out.